الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, I have recited the last ayat of Surah Ali Imran. It's ayat number 200 of Surah Ali Imran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the believers instructions with regards to sabr, being patient, with regards to outdoing the enemies in sabr, with regards to guarding the borders, the physical borders and the spiritual borders, and finally the all-important instruction of taqwa, of consciousness of Allah, of obedience to Allah, of guarding oneself from evil. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may gain success. So Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, اسْبِرُوا, be patient, have sabr. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is simple translation of sabr. We translate normally as patience, but it has a much vaster meaning in the Arabic language. It can mean perseverance, steadfastness, endurance. The ulama have explained that there are three types of sabr. One is sabr ala ta'at, sabr upon your duties or upon your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also requires sabr. Literal meaning of sabr, the literal meaning of sabr means to, the dictionary meaning is to tie up. So here it means, sabr means that you take a hold of yourself. You control yourself. You just don't allow yourself to be loose, undisciplined, but you take a hold and control of yourself. So sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be regular upon the five daily salah, for example. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, those who are continuous with their salah. حَافِذُوا عَلَىٰ الصَّلَوَاتِ, protect your salahs. So to look after those salahs, to be perpetual, to be continuous and consistent with your salah. To get up at the time of Fajr salah, to break your sleep. To get out of all your other engagements, and you schedule all your meetings and your times around your salah. To have sabr upon the, during the late nights of summer when Isha is a little later for us, 8:30, 8:45. So a person may be tired, but he makes sabr. He adopts patience, he takes a hold of himself. He just doesn't just go and sleep and miss out his salah. So sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, as we approach the month of Ramadan, and in this month of Sha'ban as well, which is a month which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the most. He would fast abundantly. This is a great sunnah of the month of Sha'ban. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast abundantly during the month of Sha'ban. And this is a sunnah that inshallah we should bring alive and practice upon. Oh, we are already now on the 8th of Sha'ban. We are fast approaching the 15th of Sha'ban. And thereafter, soon thereafter will be the month of Ramadan. Let us emulate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fast a few days during this coming week especially. And before the 15th of Sha'ban. And we are advised also in the ahadith that we shouldn't also burn ourselves out before the month of Ramadan, that we fast so much in the month of Sha'ban that we don't have the power and the ability to fast yet in the month of Ramadan. But a few fasts now during this coming week, take out some time in emulation of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in order to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. So this fasting also requires sabr. During the hot days of summer, it requires sabr, it requires patience, it requires a person to take control, take a hold of himself. Similarly, during the month of Ramadan, the Taraweeh at night, that also requires sabr. So all these are examples, and there are many other examples of sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, oh believers, isbiru, make sabr, be patient with regards to the obedience of Allah and carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of sabr is sabr with regards to staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this requires also discipline. It requires a person to restrain himself, person to control himself. Again, the meaning of tying up, that you don't just let yourself go loose, you take a control of your tongue. No backbiting, no vulgarities. Person controls himself. He controls his anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the sahabi, لَا تَغْضَبْ. Don't become angry. In other words, don't vent your anger in a manner that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It requires control. Those who swallow the anger, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, control with regards to emotions. Control with regards to the eyes, sabr with regards to the eyes, saving the eyes from looking at haram. Control with regards to the ears, and with regards to every other act of the disobedience of Allah, to make sabr and to endure upon that. So a person just doesn't do as he pleases. With regards to every aspect of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabr with regards to the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions of Allah, sabr with the commands of Allah. Person just doesn't keep his outside features also as he wants. Just take the blade and shave his beard off. No, sabr. He tolerates and makes sabr with regards to what society has to say. But he obeys the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't just keep his hair as he wants to, following the styles of the evil ones, the actors and the football players, etc. Just following their fashions and breaking the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, keeping the hair in two lengths, etc. So he makes sabr with regards to staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third form of sabr is a sabr that we are more used to listening about or that we are more aware with regards to, is sabr at the time of calamity. Sabr at the time of difficulty, sabr at the time of calamity, at the time of hardship. So this is a form of sabr also, controlling oneself, controlling one's emotions. Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat, but there are various tests that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala puts a person through in life. Sometimes with regards to health, sometimes with regards to the body, sometimes with regards to life, with regards to finance, with regards to family life. There are various forms of tests and trials that a person goes through. Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyah. But when a person goes through these trials and tests, he makes sabr. He adopts patience. He never questions the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Yes, a person will feel sad. A person is a human being. He will feel emotion. He will feel sad. He may tear. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, but I will never say anything against the command that displeases Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So person adopts it, because he knows whatever is coming to him is coming from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The trials and tests are also from the side of Allah. The ni'mats and the good times are also from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a person either adopts shukr or he adopts sabr. Either way, he is a winner in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And these examples of sabr have been shown to us, and we have seen it in the difficulties that our brothers and sisters have endured, and the children have endured in Gaza, in Syria, in Sham, in Afghanistan. What sabr they have made. Yesterday, a sheikh from Gaza, Sheikh Ibrahim, one of the elders of the Jamaat from Gaza, he said that if you ask all those people, oh, everyone have lost something. They have lost family members. He himself lost 30 of his own family members, became shaheed. He says people have lost their homes. You ask him, how are you? They say, Alhamdulillah. They've lost family members. They've lost children. How are you? Alhamdulillah. They've lost wealth. They've lost everything. How are you? Alhamdulillah. I say, majority of the people, they have this quality of sabr. This is a sign of iman. This is a sign of healthy iman. He says, yes, there may be a few people who do not have that type of sabr as well. There are exceptions as well. But by and large, the majority of them have this beautiful quality, this sabr. So this is a lesson for us, that in the midst of all the ni'mats that we are compared to what they are going through, so we also should adopt the sabr and patience in the face of all the adversities and calamities. So these are the various forms of sabr. Allah Ta'ala says, isbiru. The next command is, wa sabiru. And outdo your enemies in patience. Outdo your enemies in sabr. Wa sabiru. So this sabiru or musabara is at the time when there is conflict between the believers and the disbelievers, when there is conflict at the hands of oppressors. So at that time, the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is that one is sabr, but this is now an advanced form of sabr. You will be making sabr. They will also be making sabr at their losses, at their difficulties that they are going through. But Allah Ta'ala's command to the believers is, وَصَابِرُوا, outdo them in sabr. Outdo them in sabr. Have more endurance. And believers have that link and connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They have akhirat in front of them. And this is what gives them that iman and that strength and that endurance to outdo the disbelievers in sabr. So outdo them in sabr. And this also has been shown to us throughout history, in the lives of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and even in this day and age, as I said, in Gaza, in Sham, in Afghanistan, what adversity, what difficulty they faced, but what endurance that they had, what musabara they made in sabr. They outdid them in sabr, despite the little means that they may have had and they used. They used their means, whatever they had, they used. But they outdid them in sabr. Wasabiru. So this stems from healthy iman and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outdo the enemies in sabr. And the next command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, وَرَابِطُ. Rabitu means to guard the borders. One is guarding the physical borders of Islam, to guard the Muslims and guard the borders of Islam. So that also is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be working towards that. That how can we protect ourselves? How can we protect our families? How can we protect the community? How can we protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And make efforts towards that as well. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ بِالْقُوَّةِ. Prepare for them whatever you are able. Whatever is in your capacity, prepare for them. مِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. Of strength and power and of horses that you will use for the pleasure of Allah. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. By means of which you will instill fear into the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a command of Allah. رَابِطُ. That guard yourselves. Protect yourselves. Protect the borders of Islam. That requires training. It requires physical training. It requires us to be physically fit. We need to strengthen ourselves. Daily, do some form of exercise. Encourage our youth, encourage our youngsters. Learn weapons. Learn to use weapons for the pleasure of Allah in order again to protect ourselves, our families, our communities. So, وَرَابِطُ. So guard the physical body, physical borders. This requires preparation. It requires effort. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, there's such great reward for this ribat, or guarding the borders of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ribatu yawmin fi sabilillah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. That this ribat, or guarding for one day in the path of Allah, is better than the dunya and whatever it contains. Hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So there's such great reward in this ribat, or guarding and protecting the borders of Islam. So efforts have to be made physically as well. Like the spiritual effort is made, similarly, the physical effort has to be made as well. Ulama have also explained, and this is gleaned and extracted from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is also a form of guarding the spiritual borders as well. One is the physical borders, that's imperative, that's important as well. And then guarding the spiritual borders, as explained in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, shall I not show you such actions by means of which your sins will be forgiven and your actions will be, your ranks will be raised. So the Sahaba said, indeed, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isbaghul wudu'i alal makarih. To make a perfect wudu, even though it may be difficult, may be cold at times, person may be feeling lazy, person may be finding it difficult, but a person makes a perfect wudu. Wa kathratul khuta ilal masajid. Abundant steps to the masajid. Kathratul khuta ilal masajid. So a person keeps frequenting the masjid, walking to the masjid, coming to the masjid. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةَ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةَ. And waiting for one salah after the next salah. So one salah has terminated. Now a person is looking forward that when is the time of asr, that I can come back and obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's molded his life upon regularity with salah, waiting for the next salah. Or for example, a person sits in the masjid for asr, and he sits in the masjid until maghrib time, waiting for the next salah. So that's also the meaning of waiting for one salah after the next salah. وَإِنْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةَ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةَ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is ribat, that is guarding the borders, that is guarding the spiritual borders. So There is also a form of ribat, physical ribat and spiritual ribat. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this nasihat to this ummah in this final ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. Guard yourself from evil. Save yourself from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. Be conscious of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may succeed. So that you may gain success. So Allah ta'ala wants for us success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us to be successful in dunya and successful in the akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful prescription in this last ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Allah ta'ala says, O believers, make sabr. Outdo the enemies in sabr. Guard the borders. Adopt the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah. So that you may become successful. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. We are now approaching the month of Ramadan. This is a month to train ourselves for these qualities, sabr and taqwa. If you develop these qualities, in tasbiru wa tattaqu, if you have sabr, if you have taqwa, la yadurrukum kayduhum shay'a, their plots will not harm you in the least bit. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all success and give us a tawfiq for amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.